Well, I think after last year, narrowly missing out on both trophies, the squad was pretty disappointed. So to come back and win both this year is a phenomenal effort. But yeah, to add to the trophy cabinet for Kent women is exceptional, really.
And I guess in a year when a few of you have gone away and done various things, what with the Women's Super League, how much importance have you placed upon doing well for Kent and to winning those titles? Is it as big as it always has been?
Yeah, definitely. I think every time we get together as Kent, all of us want to perform and do the county proud. And I think we love playing together. But I think this year particularly, it's shown how much depth we've got within our squad. In previous years, we maybe relied on the players, like you said, that maybe went to play against Pakistan or played more of a prominent role in the Super League. But I think literally everyone's had a part to play this year, which has been great.
I guess this year the addition of Susie Bates has really made you an extremely strong side, and what a season she had. What an excellent signing.
Yeah, I mean, to have one of the best players in the world, one of the best all-rounders, it was amazing to have her in the side. I think there probably wasn't a game where she didn't contribute in some fashion with the bat or the ball or in the field. And I think one of the best things about Susie is not just her cricket, but she's really made an effort with all the young players to try and develop them as well, and really given her time to the team. And it's not just been a case of her coming over to play her cricket in England and develop herself. It's been a really good experience for everyone involved, really.
Just kind of finally, in terms of the Kent stuff, seen a lot of the social media, the sort of horses hashtag and donkeys doing the double, that sort of thing. There seems to be a really great sort of camaraderie and a team spirit. Do you think that's been one of the reasons why you've been so successful?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been together as a squad probably a number of years. I mean, even some of the younger players like Megan Belt have been around for a good 2 or 3 years. So we know each other pretty well. And yeah, I mean, the donkeys came about with our T20 campaign. It didn't get off to the best start. We kind of joked that, you know, we were like donkeys coming around the outside for the title, and it kind of stuck.
In terms of international cricket, your summer personally, it's been a phenomenal summer really for you on an individual level, hasn't it? It really seems like you've made just real big strides at international level this year. Do you feel that's the case?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I made my debut back in 2009, and this was the first time I'd got past 50. So, yeah, it was a kind of breakthrough season, but I think kind of unbelievable still for me to look back and know that in those 6 games, I put in some phenomenal performances.
Yeah, which one was the highlight for you in terms of all the big runs that you put on?
I think it's actually quite hard to pick. I think, you know, your first international 100 is probably one I'll remember for a very long time. But I think, you know, second highest score by English women is also up there. And then at Bristol, the way I went about in the T20 to get that 80-odd was really, that one was probably the most fun.
And just kind of a final word, Tammy, in terms of the Women's Super League this summer, how did you enjoy that experience? As much as I know it would have pained you as a proper Kent lass to put on a Surrey shirt, how did you find the Women's Super League?
I mean, yeah, it was definitely a bit of a shock to the system to put a Surrey shirt on for the first week or so. But no, it's a great competition. And I think it really is bridging the gap between county cricket and international cricket, which is what we need in this country. And it was a really good standard of cricket, and the public really took to it. There was really good crowds at all of our games, really good interest. So hopefully it's something that will grow over the next few years.